host Jim Colbert, and we do have a special guest today. This guy is a really interesting cat with a really interesting job. He's the executive VP of sales and marketing for B&W Farms that had been around for like 150 years. Welcome to the show, Todd Gossel. Todd, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Hey, man, you know what? You do have an interesting job, and I know you've worked for some other big growers. Tell me exactly what your job is at B&W and what B&W is all about.
Sure, absolutely. B&W, as you mentioned, has been around for 150 years. We're actually celebrating our 150th anniversary this year. And we started as a watercress company. And we started up in Pennsylvania. And just through growth, we've migrated our way down to Florida. And now we are a primarily grower on the East Coast, but we do grow in 9 different states and during the course of the year. And we've expanded our product portfolio to really be specialty leaf products. So kind of the hard to grow, the non-mainstream products, if you will. We've really positioned ourselves as a high-end niche grower that supplies really high quality, distinctive baby leaves all over North America.
Now, when you say baby leaves, you said watercress. By the way, you're ready for some ignorance, Todd? This is going to blow you away. Really didn't know that watercress was a viable thing until about 10 years ago, until, you know, that it was used that widely. I also know that you guys grow arugula and kale as well. Is that equally as difficult to grow?
It is. It is. It's difficult. It's actually very difficult to grow. And especially being primarily an East Coast grower, because you have a lot more pressure, weather conditions, insect pressure, humidity, it makes it very, very difficult to grow in East Coast year round. So that's why we've diversified our geographic footprint to make sure that we consistently have supply year round. We've actually gone out and are now growing out on the West Coast as well. So, watercress is, having been in the industry for many years, and I'm not going to date myself, but for many years, watercress is something that was not on my portfolio or not on my radar as well. But little did I realize the highly nutritious value of watercress and the consumption. It is primarily consumed by the Asian population, and they love it. They use it in stir fry and hot pots and soups because, as many of us know, the Chinese population does believe in food as medicine.
Yes,
and so watercress is one of those ingredients that they truly believe in that helps the body.
You know, it's so interesting. I've talked to food purveyors and farmers all over the country, Todd, and it's neat how these waves of popularity really affect their bottom line. You know, you can be sitting there with a farm that, let's say, does mangoes, and you're selling your normal mango, but then a mango margarita at Chili's blows up, and next thing you know, everybody wants to buy mangoes and do it themselves. I can only imagine that this last 10 years in the world of culinary, specifically here in the U.S., has been exceptionally good for you guys, because you grow two of the most popular trendy vegetables or leaves out there. Has it?
It's very true. It's a good position to be in. We've as the largest grower of watercress in the world, we've really spent a lot of our time, money, and effort against making sure that we are trying to get watercress mainstream and have it evolve from just a garnish on a steak to something that's included in ingredients and that's included in soups and stir fries and smoothies, et cetera. But now you also have, you know, the kale wave and the arugula wave, which has gone mainstream. And now you can walk into any restaurant or any food establishment and you'll see arugula on the menu. And we're in a great position to supply that.
And I got to tell you, buddy, I think your relationship with HelloFresh has to have helped as well, because what you're doing is by using these meal programs, people get the meal program. By the way, I could not be a bigger fan. of HelloFresh. It has changed my life, and I love to cook. These meals are delicious, they're nutritious, and the calorie count gives you an exact of what you're consuming every single time. And of course, as part of that, we get watercress and arugula from you guys. How has that relationship changed the way you grow, or has it, or how's it changed the way you market?
It's really, and that's great that you love HelloFresh. I happen to be a customer as well. The relationship hasn't necessarily changed. It hasn't changed how we grow. What it has done is it's provided an alternative channel of distribution. You know, in the past, people have, you'll go to a restaurant, you'll eat something and you'll love it, and then you'll go to your supermarket, you know, at some point thereafter and try to duplicate it at home. The concept of HelloFresh is to be able to bring that restaurant quality and bring that nutritious meal that you normally wouldn't have gone out and bought the ingredients and done it yourself. And they've provided a very easy way for all of us to kind of be our own chefs and be able to create a highly nutritious dish and something that we normally wouldn't have done.
Yeah, it is an amazing service. We talk about it to our friends as much as we can. And I'll tell you something else it never gets credit for is saving you money at the grocery store. I mean, I used to be at the grocery store every other day, Todd. But now that I do HelloFresh, I'm there maybe once every 10 days. We had Barramundi last night. It was absolutely fantastic. I literally could not endorse it any higher. Just one of the great products I've encountered over the last couple of years. And probably food-wise, one of the best products I've seen hit the market in the last 5 years, for sure. On the phone with us right now, Todd Gossel. He's the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at B&W Farms. These guys grow arugula, watercress, and kale as well. And I wanted to ask you, Todd, you know, you're in the marketing side of this. So to me, it's interesting to find out a unique way to market a leaf vegetable. But as I thought about that, I thought, well, some of the most famous marketing campaigns in America have been food-related. Got Milk, the incredible edible egg. Are you guys always looking for that next little niche or something to put your product out there a little bit heavier?
Well, I think as a member of the produce community and as one of the growers, the leading growers in the country, we're always looking for that edge, and we're always looking for that. How do we raise awareness levels? Because as you know, consumption is you raise awareness levels, and awareness drives trial, and then trial drives demand. And as you can see, there's, as you pointed out, the Got Milk commercial, even the meteoric rise that kale has gone through, and blueberries and acai berries and, you know, pomegranates. And, you know, there's many different examples of things that have become the latest trend, and then consumers react to it, and there's this huge spike. As a marketer in the produce industry, we're always looking for what's the next great thing. And, you know, being a leading watercress grower, that we're the largest watercress grower in the world, and as nutritious, it really is the healthiest leafy green on the planet, bar none. And not a lot of people know that.
Wow.
Not a lot of people understand that. And so we are spending a lot of effort to make sure that watercress becomes mainstream, because we firmly believe that watercress is going to be the next great leafy green.
That's awesome. You know, and you know, going back to your earlier statement about the Asian communities loving that so much and it being part of their culture and a tenet in their culture, let's talk about your relationship with Ming Tsai. Now, for people who do not understand or know the name Ming Tsai, when the Food Network, way before all the great chefs you see on the Food Network now or on television, Ming Tsai was one of the first restaurateurs to make that transition to stardom on television. And I used to love to watch him cook because of his calm demeanor and the way that he kind of went about it and talked about the health consciousness of each dish. And he kind of helped you guys endorse watercress. He contacted you guys. And are there other chefs that you would like to have relationships with as well?
It's a great question. We actually reached out for Ming when we were looking and trying to profile. We knew we wanted a celebrity chef to help us. And when we started looking at options, we really came across Ming's name, and we said, you know, he's got a great personality, and he's very, very health conscious, and he presents well, and he's got crossover appeal into, you know, multi-generational and multicultural. And so we really thought that Ming would be a huge help, and he has been. And so we do lead with Ming, and Ming is on our advisory board. But to your earlier, to your other question, we also tap into a lot of the regional chefs. We've created a chef council that we utilize from time to time to look at new products, to look at watercress dishes and how do we utilize watercress, to be able to tap into their social media platforms. So we really, and that chef council is national. It's a small group, and it's kind of the medium level chefs, if you will, but the people that really, love food and love to talk about it and have a great following. And so we really try to include as many chefs as humanly possible.
Yeah, I can imagine that, man. I mean, if I was in your position, that's exactly what I would do. I would be on the phone with the chefs of note at every major city trying to get my product in there. And because that's the way you really can introduce something. When people go to a restaurant and they try something new, they're like, wow, where do you even get that? And then they start doing the research and that natural kind of curiosity kicks in. It's exactly how I discover food and how I discover different flavors and stuff that I introduce into my home cooking. So I think that's a great idea. And one of the first times I've seen a grower that I can remember, you know, incorporate a personality like that. Plus, he's got tons of integrity as well, and that doesn't hurt either.
Exactly.
Let's talk about hybrids, Todd. I you know, it's interesting, you know, as we talk to growers, specifically apples and strawberries, as we've talked to these growers, they're always, and oranges actually, they're looking for that magical balance of sweetness and tartness and, of course, resilience. When you guys are looking for that next magical thing, you have watercress, you have arugula, you have kale, do you guys do hybrid testing, looking for that maybe that blend that offers that super vegetable kind of feel thing?
We do. Great question. We are always looking for ways to improve our product. We're in a kind of a unique situation because we grow very delicate baby leaves. So as you know, with the leaves being so delicate, that you want to make sure that we're always looking at ways to improve quality. We feel and our customers feel that we have the highest quality in the industry, but we're always looking to get better. And we don't want to sit on our heels. We want to make sure we're getting better. So relative to our existing product line, we're always looking at the attributes, the product attributes that are important to the end user, that are important to the consumer and important to our customers, color, whether it be shape, whether it be size, whether it be flavor profile. And then we also look internally things that would help us agriculturally. And so we spend a lot of time going through propagation and tissue cultures to make sure that we're providing the best quality product every single day. Now, we also have a test farm that we are constantly looking at new products as well, things that would be complementary to our existing portfolio and things that would be of value to our customers. So we are always having conversations with our customers to find out, you know, where their heartburn is and where their challenges are, and being able to say, you know, that's what we do. We solve problems. We bring great product to the marketplace, and that's why our test farm is always has 20 or 30 different products at any given moment.
That's awesome, man. It's so funny because we talked to the strawberry guys and the orange guys, and you should hear their voices when they think they've stumbled onto something great. Because of the nature of growing these hybrids, you have to wait a season, grow it, you know, and it just takes forever to get one to market because it takes forever to know if it's actually that particular flavor profile season after season.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes us two years from the time we come up with an idea to go to market with it, because it's just like everybody else. You want to take it through a season. You want to challenge it. You want to make sure, okay, did it survive in the wintertime versus the summertime? Is there any pressures, and what is it doing? And so agriculturally, we're behind the curtain for at least 12 months to let it go through a full season before we even contemplate our go-to-market strategy.
On the phone with us right now, Todd Gossel. He is the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at B&W Farms. They grow watercress, arugula, and kale. Todd, one last question before you get out of here. You know, the farm is 150 years old. Do you see any significant changes or progression in the way you guys do business going forward here for the next maybe 20 or 30 years, or is it going to be pretty much the same?
Well, it's a great question. We're similarly to what we do with our product line, we're always looking at agriculturally, how do we grow better? How do we be more, how are we more efficient, and how can we be more sustainable and be able to be environmentally savvy? So we have we've recently built our and reconverted all of our farms in Florida to 100% recirculated water.
Awesome.
So that is that has allowed us to be sustainable in Florida and be able to be actually a negative water user as a grower. So that's a huge thing that we tout all the time is, you know, we want to make sure that we are doing all the right things every day for the community and for the environment. So I do believe that we're not sitting on our heels. We are always looking at ways of improving agriculturally to make sure that we're doing all the right things. So evolutionary, from an evolution standpoint, there are always new ways to grow and to pack and to harvest, and we're always looking at new ways and things. Being, you know, little peek behind the curtain, we're always challenging ourselves to get better.
Absolutely. Can people get your products like just from grocery stores? Or do you guys only sell to restaurants and other purveyors of that nature?
No, we are predominantly a food service company, but we do have products. We do have our arugula and watercress available at retail, and obviously, as you mentioned earlier, we're also in the home meal kit business, and so you can get our product. We do ship nationally, and so chances are if you're eating watercress or eating arugula at a restaurant, it is there's a good chance that it's ours, and we are available in all of the major retailers as well.
That's awesome. Well, Todd, you've been an absolute dream. I know that they can find B&W Growers at bwqualitygrowers.com, and I believe that handle works for Facebook, Twitter, Insta, and YouTube as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, please check us out, and I think you'll be pleased with everything you see about the company.
And by the way, I got to give you big props for the website. I was kind of navigating it before the program today, and man, there's a lot of really interesting information plus recipes up there as well. So if you ever wondered what to do with watercress or arugula, learn how you can use it right now. That's bwqualitygrowers.com. Tons of recipes and other information about these great products. Todd, I can't thank you enough for your time, man.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You got it, buddy. We'll see you soon.